Welcome to Dying of Thirst. Dying of Thirst.
Nice.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome to Dying of Thirst, episode zero. This is our first episode. We're going to talk a little bit about the podcast and why we're doing it, what it'll be like. But I'm Troy Rosenow.
I'm Susie Rosenow.
And here we are, first podcast, talking to the world.
Kind of scary.
It's very scary, actually. There's just millions of people out there.
I am.
Through that lens, right there.
Great.
Watching
Thanks,
us.
Hon.
Well, maybe one, two.
That's more like it.
But who knows, right? Okay, so Dying of Thirst. Why do we get that crazy name?
We live in Arizona, and most of the time, we are dying of thirst.
We usually are.
Yeah.
In the summertime.
Especially.
Like right now. Like right now. Yeah, in fact, excuse me. See, I'm already dying of thirst.
Great.
Yeah. So it's been a rough summer. It's been hot throughout the country, actually. But even for us, where it's always hot in the summer, it's been brutal.
It has been brutal. It's been like 119. It's been bad.
It's been bad. Our typical temperatures are, we get up to about 112, 113 and hang about there in the hottest part of the summer. But, then your 108 is a normal, but it has been bad, like you said. Anyway, so dying of thirst. Arizona's one aspect of it, but there's more to it than that, right?
Right. What was it? Dying of thirst. Okay, I had this thought that when you are living your life without Christ in it, you're spiritually dying of thirst because he is the living water.
That's good. Great tie-in. It's awesome. You think about that all yourself? Came up with that?
Yes, I did. Thank you very much.
Pretty impressive. And there's even more, right? You could broaden it to a quest for knowledge, dying for information. And that's what we're going to be about. A little bit of everything.
A variety show.
Just like the old days of the 70s.
Yeah.
Donnie Marie.
Yeah.
They were brother and sister, though.
They were. Okay. And we are husband and wife.
And I don't sing. But you do.
I kind of do.
You could do a song.
I will not.
We'll do that. Maybe
Let's
we'll do
not.
That on upcoming podcasts. We'll do some singing. I think it'll be cool.
Okay.
I think I could learn.
I'm sure that you could.
Oh, thanks. All right. Moving forward, let's talk about podcast. Why would we do a podcast? So there's folks out there, at least one person maybe, if we're lucky, watching, but listening, right? Most podcasts people listen to. And we want to do a podcast that is kind of fun, but, you learn something, get some important, information maybe that can help you. And, that's really what it's all about. Tell me more.
I am an author. I wrote this book right here, The Secrets of Alamir. It's written from the perspective of a 16-year-old girl. And it's a story about a girl who's... steps into a world she didn't realize that she was living in. Kind of about perception. We have six children, and four of those kids struggle with anxiety and depression. So it's kind of lit a fire in me to help youth and young adults struggling with anxiety and depression. My statistic.
Yeah, this is important. The statistic.
It's kind of a scary statistic.
Facts and data.
On average, daily, there are 369 suicide attempts in our country alone in grades from youth grades 9 through 12. That's daily that they are committing suicide, attempting to commit suicide. And that doesn't even include the ones that would like to, the ones that every day wish that they could not be here anymore. So it is a really big, big problem. And that's not even including, I mean, it's gotten worse, a whole lot worse since the pandemic. There are so many youth out there struggling.
Yes, there are.
There's just one thing that, as a parent, I know that there are parents, I know what it's like to be a parent of youth and struggling with this. So I'm hoping that we can not only provide help for the youth, but also for the parents that are in this situation. I want one thing, if I could tell you one thing, it would be that you're not alone. This is such a huge, huge thing in our country and in our world, and you are not struggling alone. And there's help for you. And there are people all over the world just like you. So remember that there is so much that is there for you. Please don't give up. For the parents, if I could just say one thing today, it's taken me 26 years to learn. But when they are struggling and you know there's nothing you can do, but I will tell you, one thing you can do is listen. Just sit and listen. That is, they just need to be heard. It is a powerful, powerful thing to be heard. So that's my thought for the day.
That's good. I want to go back to the statistic.
Okay.
3,069.
Daily.
Every single day. It's a big number.
Huge.
Big number. So to put it in perspective, that would be a pretty decent sized high school. I mean, there are some high schools that are bigger than that in the cities, obviously. I know we have plenty here where we live. However, on an average, that's probably, you know, almost two high schools worth of kids every day attempting suicide.
That's a lot.
15,000 a week.
That's a lot.
That's a big number. And that's before the
pandemic.
Yeah. So it's gotten much worse since then, hopefully leveling off now. But anyway, so that's a lot of the focus will be on that. And then a little bit of everything else, right? We want to, like I said, want to make it fun. When we thought about why would we want to do a podcast? And you start looking at podcasts that are done today. And it is amazing to me that people like looking in on other people's lives. I have no reason why they want to do that.
Maybe to escape their own. You just want to need to escape.
I have no desire to watch what's going on in someone's life, but here we are. I'm glad you do. Because that's why we're here, to help meet that need. If you just want to look inside other people's homes and see what they're all about, we'll try to have fun with that. So, anyway, we're going to stop right now, take a break, and we'll be right back. And we're back. Here we are again. It's like we never left.
It's amazing how
it's
that works.
It's fantastic what technology does. Here we are. So wrapping this up, we want to talk about a little bit about what the show is going to be like. We touched on a lot of it already, actually. But we want this to be something that can fill 20 minutes of your time, roughly. Maybe that's on a Friday. We have to decide. You know, it's interesting. Most of the big podcasts don't do Friday shows, at least the ones I listen to. And it's irritating to me because of all the days you get off of work, you get in the car, you're driving home, it's like, man, I look forward to that Friday afternoon podcast, and it's just not there. Some of them are, but not all of them. Or maybe Saturday morning, whatever. But, you know, 20 minutes is a good number. Maybe I'll go over, maybe be under. So hope you tune in. talked about anxiety piece of it, so a lot of discussion on that.
Just wanted to share what we've learned and offer some tools to help. One thing that, speaking as someone who also has had anxiety and depression, I know what it's like, but I also know what it's like to overcome it. And I can tell you now that despite all the tools and everything that you that are out there and that you will receive, it is something that you cannot do without the Lord.
Agreed. That's a big, big help.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So other topics we'll hop on what's going on in the world, you know, just anything. Fair game. No matter what it is, we'll have some fun with it. Maybe we'll share a recipe.
Awesome.
Can we have cookies?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think they'll be able to eat them. But.
Okay. There's another thing. One thing I've learned with anxiety and depression, it matters what you eat. It makes a huge difference to eat healthy, to get rid of the sugar in the processed food. So when he talks about recipes, we're talking recipes that, yes, maybe chocolate chip cookies, but there's no processed sugar in there. It's like coconut sugar and honey. But I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal cookie. So those are the kind of recipes we're talking.
I'm glad there was a tie-in there. I was wondering where you were going to go with that. We left anxiety a while ago.
It's really everywhere.
But it's good. Good. You brought it right back to food. That's my best favorite part. All right. So, and like I said, other, you know, politics. How about politics? Can we talk politics?
Sure, hon. That's his favorite subject.
My favorite subject.
Oh, honey.
Passionate about it.
We have a family group chat and 99.9% of his posts are political.
Okay, so what's your point? But we will be bipartisan here on our
Absolutely.
Show. I'll be on my best behavior.
You go, man.
Facts and data only, okay? We can talk sports, except we have none.
Correct.
Okay, so we are here in, you know, as much as we love Arizona, we're here in Pac-12 country where we have fallen and succumbed to the political ramifications of the West Coast and are not playing football right now,
right.
Which really ticks me off, okay, as a season ticket holder.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So, nothing. We got nothing. No sports. No sports right now. Some of you have sports, so I'm envious. Congratulations to you. Maybe you can write and tell us about it sometime.
There you go.
Okay, good. We want to talk about Arizona a little bit, too. Love to share our state with you in some way. Maybe we'll have some pictures, video. You know, if you've never been to Arizona, and a lot of people haven't, you know, I'm amazed as we've traveled the country and lived in other parts of the country. We've moved 9 times, so we've lived everywhere in the United States. But Arizona is home for us, and it's interesting to me how many people don't travel that far. And so here we sit in Arizona, and people think we, like, live in a desert.
We do, my love.
Okay. We live in a desert right here where we're at. We live in the Phoenix area. And yes, it is the Valley of the Sun. It is the true desert. However, people don't realize we have mountains. And we have big mountains, right? You're talking 10, 12,000 feet plus. We have ski resorts. We ski in the winter, not too far of a drive. And I'm talking real ski resorts, not T-bar in the Midwest. Oh, I'm skiing now on this flat hill thing. This is like real mountains. Yeah, I'm talking real runs. I grew up in Colorado, so I know what skiing is really like. And I'm not saying it's Colorado and Utah level, but it is just below, not much behind. That's enough for you guys to know for now. So. Lots of neat things to see, though, in the state. So just don't come here in the summer, mid-June to mid-September, and at this point, late September. in early October. It's still 100, 103, 106, which normally we'd be about under 100 now. So anyway, what else did we leave out? Did we cover it all?
We did. I can't agree with you that we would normally be under 100 by now. It usually takes well into October before we're below 100.
I will bring facts and data next time.
Great.
I promise.
I just grew up here. That's all.
I know.
I've experienced it. I've lived it. It's hot.
It's, you know how it is when you grow up and the house you lived in like seems so much bigger than it is today?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're thinking it was so much hotter than it really was. Facts and data. I'll bring it next time.
Okay.
Very good. I think that's a wrap for us on episode zero, introduction to...
I'm just going to put this in one more time.
A plug.
Yeah. Little plug.
The Secrets of Elamir. Just in time for Christmas. At Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Target.com, and wherever you buy your books.
Kindle and Nookbook. It's everywhere. I will shamelessly promote that book because all the money from it are going to help me build a retreat center for youth and young adults struggling with anxiety and depression. So shamelessly, I'm going to promote this book. There it is one more time.
And to be honest with you, it's actually a good book.
Thank you.
I'm not being biased, of course. Our audience can't see me anything other than biased, right?
Right, you are my husband.
I read the first draft.
Which was terrible.
I thought it was fantastic. I mean,
that's true love right there, because it was bad.
I thought it was really good. I did. I'm thinking, wow, I'm impressed with this.
Thank you.
And then the last version was even that much better.
Thank you.
Yeah. So if you like a book that moves fast, and if you like a book that's, what type of book is it? It's
fantasy. It is a fantasy fiction. So you kind of go fantasy fiction. Goes into another world at some point.
Yeah. It takes place in modern world, but goes into another world. But
and then back and forth.
It's kind of like a Percy Jackson in a way, but not so
sort of
mythology-like.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Well, if you like that kind of book, I think youth and young adults and even adults, I would read that book.
Thank you.
Yeah. When's the next one coming?
Soon, I hope. I'm working on it.
Very good.
Should have been out by now.
Excellent.
I'm working on it.
Are there any other plugs you're going to surprise me with?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
We're done.
We are done here, and we are dying of thirst.
Absolutely.
And we will be with you next time with episode one. Hope you join us. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you haven't already, subscribe on iTunes. And while you're there, please leave us a rating and review.